Hey, before your Q3 call, I've got the campaign brief ready, built from last quarter's data and the competitive landscape.
Great. Did you include the differentiation angle the CMO asked for?
Already in there. Three angles no competitor's using right now. Just need your approval.
Approved. Thanks. Oh, agents, where would we be without you?
Somewhere with a lot more tabs open.
Create your first Monday agent in minutes at monday.com.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This video is brought to you by Incogni.
I want to show you all one of the most stunning clips I have ever seen, and we have no time to waste. Republican Senator Ted Cruz just made a fool of himself and is going completely viral because he couldn't answer the most basic questions about a country that he's been talking about for his entire political career. So Tucker Carlson, of all people, basically presses Ted Cruz on very, very fundamental questions regarding Iran, which is a country that Ted Cruz has called for regime change in his entire political career. Yet Ted Cruz is caught with his pants down because he can't answer the most basic questions. He doesn't know the population. He doesn't know the ethnic makeup. He doesn't even know whether the U.S. is currently engaged in military strikes with Iran. So this is a sitting U.S. senator publicly advocating for aggressive action against a foreign government, and he can't even name who lives there or how many people we're talking about. I don't even know if he could point to it on a map. So let's watch this clip. Let me point out, Tucker Carlson isn't some changed journalist. This wasn't some moment of like journalistic clarity. He is still a hack, a liar, a fraud. Tucker Carlson has contributed to the MAGA movement in many ways and the election fraud lies. So this isn't some moment of journalistic heroism or clarity. Tucker just happened to ask the right questions and Ted Cruz didn't have the answers. So drop a like. Make sure you subscribe below to join the movement. We are building a network. We want 1.5 million subs by the end of the year, and that happens with you guys. I appreciate every single one of you. Let's watch this clip of Ted Cruz and Tucker Carlson. It got tens of millions of views in just one night.
How many people live in Iran, by the way?
I don't know the population. At all?
No, I don't know the population. You don't know the population of the country you seek to topple?
How many people live in Iran?
92 million.
Okay. Yeah,
how could you not know that?
I don't sit around memorizing population tables.
Well, it's kind of relevant because you're calling for the overthrow of the government.
Why is it relevant whether it's 90 million or 80 million or 100 million? Why is that relevant?
Because if you don't know anything about the country...
I didn't say I don't know anything about
the country. Okay, what's the ethnic mix of Iran?
They are Persians and predominantly Shia. Okay,
you don't know anything about Iran. So,
okay,
I am
not the Tucker Carlson expert on Iran.
You're a senator who's calling for the overthrow of the government.
You're the one who claims
anything about the country.
No, you don't know anything about the country. You're the one who claims they're not trying to murder Donald Trump.
I'm not saying that.
Who can't figure out if it was a good idea to kill General Soleimani, and you said it was bad.
You don't believe they're trying to murder Trump.
Yes, I do.
Because you're not calling for military strikes against them in retaliation. And if you really believe that.
We're carrying out military strikes today.
You said Israel was.
Right, with our help.
Oh my lord. We are carrying military strikes today. And Tucker says, but you said it was Israel.
We're
carrying out military strikes today.
You said Israel was.
Right. With our help. Israel is leading them, but we're supporting them.
Well, you're breaking news here because the U.S. government last night denied, the National Security Council spokesman Alex Pfeiffer denied on behalf of Trump that we were acting on Israel's behalf in any offensive capacity.
No, we're not bombing them. Israel's bombing them.
You just said we were.
We are supporting Israel.
This is high stakes. You're a senator. If you're saying the United States government is at war with Iran right now, people are listening.
Hey.
Okay, so obviously Tucker is wrapping it in a little bit of smugness at the end, but honestly, he has the right to here. You are a sitting U.S. senator who has long called for regime change in this specific country, yet you don't know the most basic facts about that country. You know, there's another clip that I want to play first. I want to show you Ted Cruz's response. He said, did a long interview with Tucker. He released a snippet playing a gotcha on the population of Iran. I declined to play that silly game. No, you didn't. You didn't decline to play the game, Ted Cruz. You lost the game on camera. What do you mean you declined? He then says, watch the full two-hour lobby where Tucker attacks Trump, attacks the AIPAC lobby, and falsely claims Iran is not trying to assassinate Trump. And then Midas Touch responds to a famous meme and says, I'm not owned. I'm not owned. I swear you're not owning me. I continue to insist as I slowly shrink into a corn cob, basically meaning that Ted Cruz is trying to play defense and say he's not owned in any way. Let's watch this next clip of it continuing.
Does Mossad share all of its intelligence with us?
Oh, probably not, but they share a lot. We don't share all of our intelligence with them, but we share a lot. It's a close alliance.
Do they spy domestically in the United States?
Oh, they probably do, and we do as well. And friends and allies spy on each other. And I assume what? I assume all of our allies spy on us.
That's okay with you?
You know what? One of the things about being a conservative is that you're not naive and utopian. You don't think humans are all... Part of the reason socialism doesn't work is the mantra from each according to his abilities to each according to his needs doesn't work. As a conservative, I assume people act in their rational self-interest.
It's why the free market works. So it's conservative to pay people to spy on you?
It's conservative to recognize that human beings act in their own self-interest, and every one of our friends spies on us, and I'm not...
Do you like it? That's my question. I'm not asking whether they have motive to do it. Of course they do. I understand that, and I'm not mad at them, but you're an American lawmaker, so I just want to know, hold on, I want to know your attitude. You said...
This is pretty cavalier. Here's a nuance for you. Okay. What Ted Cruz is saying is pretty intuitive. Yes, most other countries, even our allies, are collecting intelligence and trying to figure out what we're doing at any given time. This is just a fact. But you're a sitting U.S. senator, and you're acting cavalier and like this is the norm. And he's doing this because the context is Israel. Ted Cruz would never, ever, ever utter a single bad word about Netanyahu or Netanyahu's far-right administration. But the thing is, you're a sitting U.S. senator. The onus is on you to stand up for our national security. Even if you concede that, yes, Germany, France, I'm sure France is collecting intelligence on what the U.S. does. It would be dumb if they weren't doing that, right? But the thing is, as a sitting U.S. senator, you need to be pushing back against that relentlessly.
That your guiding principle, in fact, the only principle, the only criterion.
I said guiding, the overwhelming, I wouldn't say only.
Is it in America's interest? Is it in America's interest for Israel to spy on us, including on the president?
It is in America's interest to be closely allied with Israel because we get huge benefits for it. And you want to...
These are kind of weak answers from Ted Cruz.
You want to see the clearest...
But I just want to stop on this point.
These aren't even the best reasons for the alliance with Israel.
For a second, that it takes place, as you know, and including on the president of the United States and several presidents. And I just want to know if that's okay and why is it okay? Wouldn't an American lawmaker say to a client state, you're not allowed to spy on us. I'm sorry. I know why you want to. I'm not mad at you, but you're not allowed to.
Sure.
And I don't care for it. I don't want to be spied on by you. Is that... It's kind of weird not to say that, but you don't seem able to say that.
Wow. Ted Cruz kind of just got rolled. And here's the nuance again. Tucker Carlson is very, very clearly pushing his own agenda. He's not some reformed journalist who has moral clarity now. Of course not. Like I said earlier, he's a liar for sure. I just want to clarify that. But the thing is, he's asking the exact right questions. And Ted Cruz is not being very transparent. Credit where credit is due. The questioning from Tucker Carlson was sharp, and even Mehdi Hassan was on Twitter saying, I hate Tucker, but honestly, those were some solid questions. But that moment should terrify you overall, not because Tucker Carlson landed a punch or got a good clip, but because Ted Cruz walked straight into it, and a sitting U.S. senator had nothing to say, was caught entirely with his pants down. Sorry for the imagery regarding Ted Cruz, but for real, he was caught with nothing to say whatsoever. He doesn't know the basic facts about the countries that he wants to topple, and you know what? We need to play this quizzing game more. Quiz conservatives and see what they know. Because Donald Trump probably wouldn't even be able to point to Iran on a map. Donald Trump doesn't even know the leader of Iran, even though he's tweeting about it sometimes. Donald Trump does not know a single thing. And Ted Cruz is kind of just like a microcosm of the ignorance of the Republican Party. I'll leave it at that. And really quickly, let me tell you a story. When I first started to gain momentum on YouTube, I started to get all of these random spam calls on my phone. They started to increase and increase and increase. Then I got signed up for a random MAGA newsletter, so I realized that my phone number had been harvested somewhere online and it was being taken advantage of. That is when I turned to Incogni. Incogni is like hiring a digital bouncer for all of your information. They go to data brokers and they go up and they say, yo, get my data out of there. They legally demand that they delete your information, not just once, but on an ongoing basis. I realized that over 120 different websites had my information stored in some capacity, so I used Incogni. I used them as my bouncer, my attack dog, and with the unlimited plan, they went and got it removed. So now, if you get the unlimited plan, you can go a step further. You can literally send Incogni a link to any site that has your personal data, like those creepy search engines or reverse search websites, and they'll handle it for you. You can go to incogni.com/mockler and use code Mockler to get 60% off the annual plan. One more time, if you click on the first link in the description, that is 60% off the annual plan. I want to give a huge thank you to Incogni. They have helped stop the data brokers from harvesting my data. And I want to give a huge thank you to you guys. Click the top link in the description. Thanks for watching the video and peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.